Blog Talk Radio.
The following is suitable for everybody who might tune in, everybody who wants to listen, everybody who wants basically sort of better themselves, wants to improve, because this it's about something. Hello, I'm co-host Talk Dude. Happy Disabled Awareness Month. That's right, October. It's about more than just Halloween. It's about more than just dressing up in a cute costume and celebrating evil in a big party kind of way. This month, we're basically taking the moment, the time, to honor the truly disadvantaged. Right? No. It's 7 o'clock here. No, it's 9 o'clock. It's 9 p.m. here on the program Comedian Organic OK. All right? That's right. Now, where do I begin? Okay. First of all, I know a lot of you out there might not really truly want to celebrate Disabled Awareness Month. No, it's true. Because even though basically you feel obligated to think about those who are truly held back, truly disadvantaged in some way, come on. A big part of you is thinking, I don't want the hassle. There's so many people who basically don't want to do any goodwill, don't want to do any charity because they felt life didn't do right by them. Why should they be there for it? Why should they try to help anybody? Look at the lousy shake they got. Besides, they're busy. Busy trying to just scrape by. Let me tell you something. I know that everyone will tell you it's not a perfect world. I believe it's not a perfect world. It's not really a very happy world because people don't want to get up and make the effort. Roll up your sleeves and do something. Now, this Disabled Awareness Month, you can basically take acknowledgement of it. Acknowledgement of the disabled. Find a way to help. To get involved. Find a way to do something. I mean, really, you know what? You can basically celebrate October the same way you did when you were young, the whole month. Remember how you used to look forward to Halloween? You wanted to get all dressed up. You wanted to basically go out and get candy. You wanted to go out there and check out the neat things that were like whatever haunted house somebody set up. All the what have you. It's all there. It's all there ripe for the taking. This month, think about the disadvantaged, the disabled. Need your help, need your notice. Now, a lot of you out there, what are you thinking about? What's going on through your mind? Let us know. Call in. We're here at 1-515-605-9709. That's 1-515-605-9709. Now, me personally, let me tell you something. I'm disabled. I'm handicapped. I guess that's one of the reasons that I'm looking forward to this holiday. I mean, I'm looking forward to basically somebody doing something on behalf of the disadvantaged. I really am. I'm looking forward to somebody going out there and lending a guiding hand. I know the disabled people, come on, there are a few ramps and rails and special cards that get you discounts and whatever. But it's not enough. I'm not telling you guys, I'm not basically going out there trying to tell you to make life too easy for handicapped people so that they get softer and softer, and they refuse to push themselves like everybody else should. I mean, disabled people shouldn't get entirely a free ride because then they stop trying, they stop fighting, they stop getting by, and they just sort of get soft. They don't evolve. They don't condition themselves for that greater good. Now, what is it that a good disabled people need this month? Your acknowledgement.
Hold on a moment. Okay. My name is Comedian Organic, okay? This show is called Comedian Organic, okay?
I said that.
Yes, but I didn't even get to talk, sir. And you're making it about you.
No, I'm making it about this month, Disabled Awareness Month.
It's about you, sir, because disabled people get agitated when people speak for them as a whole, right? Because you got different types of disabled people, you got different types of intellects that have different experiences, right? So when someone have an oppositional moment, maybe a brain fart, they call it, right? And they start to tell people how you feel, and you're not necessarily feeling that way. So you know, every person I met had Tourette's. They, you know, they did this, 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 this. You'd be like, hold a second, I don't do that, right? So what you want someone to do is you want them to be complementing the ability of your disability, right? And not only looking for problems within the understanding of them not necessarily being conditioned or going to go through the moment that you're going through, right? So that's what happens. Like, you can be traveling, you can be dealing with something in life, and somebody can be going through the worst part, and they don't want to have the, they don't have the time, and they don't got the patience to navigate what you're going through because you're taking them through an additional problem that they not moving like that, right? So what I'm going to explain to you is understand the possibility of changing, of success, how success can be better and better than ever, right? Take that moment to realize your success does not confine success as a whole, correct? So if that's what's going on, if you're successful in a way that maybe some people you have been familiar with have not have recognized, does that mean that they're never going to be successful? No, it's not.
No,
so.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. I never say anything like that.
Yeah,
never.
But the point I'm making to you is you don't have to. Is, you know, the truth speaks for itself, right? So you have to even be defended because what I'm trying to explain to you is the things that you're speaking on, you know, saying wheels and rolling. Every person, depending on what's going on with them, it may be in their best interest to be rolled, right? So we have to be considerate. Let's not throw people out to make people that's never going to be comfortable with whatever you do because that it's not their ability, you know? Look at it like that, right? You can accommodate anybody for whatever they want, and you will still not please them. And guess what happens?
You tell me.
You still can never be used to the best of your ability with people that's modifying and undermining and not allowing your full potential to actually be unfolded. You have another problem, right?
Oh, yeah.
So that happens in business. It happens on a personal level. It happens a lot of ways when people don't truly allow people to be their full potential. That person may be better and bigger and more mentally capable of compensating way more. When you got people that undermining you, their own hidden motives, it can be a lot more things that you're going to have to navigate. And if your mind is not conditioned for that, it happens. You're going to fall by the wayside, right?
Mm.
You're going to
yeah.
be an actual, you know, stepping, it's going to step on you, you know? So that's the thing. Now, as you were saying, you have a few more words. I'm going to be coming back shortly, as you were saying.
Okay, as I was saying, look, with this community, I mean, every day we should be getting involved doing something special. We should basically be, it shouldn't, look, we're doing something right, it shouldn't be so special. We shouldn't wait for a special holiday or a special occasion.
Well, hold on a moment, sir. Realize this is based around community, based on business, based on services. So I think we can kind of reel in what's going on so we have a better understand about what's there, right?
I'm just saying goodwill should be more of a regular thing, a regular occurrence every
sir,
day.
Listen to what I'm saying, sir. Just follow
okay.
the lead. Right? Follow the lead. Have a little respect, okay? So what I'm saying is within businesses, right, there's more businesses that people are not aware of that are for people that are disabled, right? Now, it's attorneys that people are not aware of that are disabled, right? And
oh, yeah.
if you talk to some attorneys that are vision impaired, some of them will give you impressions that, oh, it's so many attorneys that are vision impaired, and I don't know why you don't know about vision impaired attorneys. You know, you should be always aware of it. So many vision impaired attorneys, and this is norm, and you shouldn't be shocked by that. When people try to see, that's what I'm saying. Those are one of the services that I don't want someone to undermine my experience to learn, right? That means if I don't know something, you should embrace me not knowing it and educate me so I can be more familiar with it, right? And what people tend to do is they try to make it so toxic that they seem like you're the one is giving them a hard time when you have not been familiar with it, right? The percentage of attorneys that are vision impaired, for those that don't know about it, you know, it's not a percentage that you're hearing about. You're not hearing how many thousands of vision impaired attorneys based on what part of them, you know, the nation, what cities are they located in. And for those, be like, well, I've never heard of it. I'd like to know more about it and how I actually utilize the service, you know. And that's another way to have a different opinion. But you got somebody that's, you know, is cross-contaminated. I don't care if they're vision impaired or they can see or they can't hear. You won't have a problem with that person. If you want to get that person and it's way more people, that's the problem, right? You know, you're not giving a healthy experience in a way that you're getting a certain amount of different type of businesses where they're looking off your interest. They're more trying to make sure that you're not crossing a line. And if it's line not being crossed, what are we touching, right? What are we moving through, right? You know?
Mm-hmm.
So that's the thing, you know? We are taught in a lot of ways to not be clear about how care can be more than what we have been exposed to seeing, how this is not all people's experience. So how can you say this person says something wrong or this person means something wrong? Well, this person may be such, maybe behind in higher of capacity of creative and, you know, experience that you haven't never experienced. And we have that, like, for example, I got this colleague that I work with, you know, his name is Tough Dude. And he's been telling jokes and been comedian for several years, and he's got this appearance like yours and people to not recognize that he's been here for some time. If you always come across like you just got there and people don't, you know, no person really going to take the time to always highlight like you've been here a long time, right? People ask, you know, how long you been doing comedy, you know, how many years, you know, and what the fuck, how many years you doing comedy, and then that's what you say. Some people make this base, that's all what you can say based on how you, you know, connect to them, right? When people see different variations of what you could be, then they have a better understanding. He's not just like this. He can be comedy this way. But if you're not taking that time to study that ability and work your craft, then some people just not necessarily looking for things that they have not been familiar with learning, right? So if you're learning those things and understand how people think different, understand information different, then you have to be connecting to how that person actually understands. So you can have a better connection to that person or those people that see things in a way that you have not been familiar with of knowing, right? So wouldn't that make more sense to connect and understand, oh, this is the way you learn, this is the way you... And guess what? You're taking a tally of how they learn, and guess what else? You understand how what you're saying, how that connected them, and say, oh, yeah, I have kind of idea, and I like to tell you something because this is some what I connect to, and I want you to have understanding about myself as I'm telling you this, right? I don't want you to feel that, you know, that what I'm saying to you, I'm disconnecting. What I'm saying to you is I want to understand you because guess what? It's many people like you that would respect me, and I want that respect to be appreciated. So I want to say you as an individual, how you respected me, I want to make sure that that's regurgitated. So when you see me, not the next person, you don't feel that we are all the same experience, right? So you start telling the person, that is like, wow, I didn't think about that. Now you connect them to a more willing to really learn, right? And you maybe tell them something that they really need to learn regardless if you're disabled or not. You're teaching them something that they may not learn, period, right? But if you're just always trying to live in this little narrow perspective and always tripping your experience to grow, people are going to crash into your treasure, right? They're going to crash, and then when they find anything, they're going to be stealing from your experience, not adding to it, right? So take that for example. And like to say also, too, my name is Comedian Organic OK. I like to thank my host, colleague, co-host, you know, and what we're doing on this platform today is October 8th, Friday, and we are in Disabled Awareness Month.
2021. Just want to cement that.
Yeah. So it's powerful moments that you're connecting to in many ways. So take that, embrace it, and people will see things in what you're saying. You'd be like, well, I didn't realize this was this part. Yeah. You're building ways of the spirit. But then, see, this show today is based on business and communities, right? So I can be in, talk to a business, testing a business be in Atlanta, Georgia, right? Another business be in Texas, right? Another place I can be interviewing somebody can be Chicago, you know, another place can be in Detroit. It's not limitation on the places that we're interviewing people.
I don't mean to interrupt, but it's 9:15 here on the program, Comedian Organic OK. Now, we invite a lot of you to call in and let us know what you think. What's going on with you? Get yourself involved. Come on, you could be on the radio at the bare minimum. We're here at 1-515-605-9709. That's 1-515-605-9709. Continue.
Yeah, talk, dude. I'd like to appreciate. That's what I'm talking about. See, appreciation does not get modified from this ability of success, right? It gets magnified for the success to be weathered in the desire of happiness that we don't get to necessarily embrace, for the strength of power that we are enhancing. And thank you so much, dude, taking that. See, that's what I'm saying. You are changing within the will to enhance the spirit and the message of your leadership ability. That's what I'm talking about. That's leadership. You're leading the spirit that others won't get if you're modifying the wealth of your connection to others. Connect. Enjoy. You just land a moment. You say, excuse me, I have to text. This is what we're talking about. That's how you change the spirit that people don't get from you. You connect to people, they understand what you're saying, and you're still giving them time and space, and they really want to hear you. You know, the people, man, you know what it means for somebody to listen to you and then at the same time talk. Man, you know how many more jobs you would get just to listen? You know what it means for somebody to say, I'm going to talk. Man, you don't realize, man, we got something going on. I'm going to talk about it behind the scenes. We got something that we got to create for those out there. But, you know, come into the moment that the moment has came into your special inheritance of knowing that it's going to become more. It's going to be your time. And your time and your experience, for some, is, you know, this is something that's very new and shocking. Based on you never have experienced being physically disabled, possibly mentally disabled, and you always been the person in charge, being powerful. But guess what? You had an experience of positivity, you know, powerfulness, have not forgotten all of the things that you need. Now, this place here, a disability, is another powerful place, right? And a powerful place is the placement of your ability, right? That's just so unique about it, right? Disability is a place where disability has been founded for a moment. Desires and feelings to suggest caring moments and reconnecting in a way that you can find familiar things that you can be a part of, and that will connect the sound system to the frequency level of your DJing and hearing things that you are truly within this building to redefine the moments that are cherished in different ways.
I'm going to take a few moments. You're going to hear my co-host talk, dude.
Yes.
I'll be back shortly. Thank you for your time, and keep up the good work.
Okay. I want everyone out there, every single one of you listeners, to take some personal pride in just being alive. Know that your heart is beating. Your pulse is flowing. It's steady. You've survived. You've endured life this much. You've gotten this far. That's something. I want to just tell you, never stop trying to make it special. Never stop trying to get better. The moment you do, that's when you get old. That's when you start to die. That's when you start the slow, awful decline. That's when it all starts to sink. Me? I'll be the first one to say that I've been guilty of that. I just had trouble sticking to any routine except the one that I was in. And I had a routine, personally, I'm letting you know, that was terrible. It was bad for me. I just wrote myself off as a lost cause. Like, I couldn't walk away from this routine. It caused me agony. But I realize that it's something that needs to be done.
Talk, dude.
Yeah.
What I tell you about giving away the gifts and not having enough gifts to give the people at the party?
Oh, I'm telling them all to basically take some pleasure in themselves. Just the fact that they're survived, just the fact they're alive, the fact that they've endured life this much, that they're still moving.
As appreciating or understanding people's gifts. Understand that, right? Because you are the original master of what you're mastering in your life. But understand how others in businesses could really connect and how they can connect to you. So take some time and talk to businesses. Talk to them as, you know, you can be someone, you know, bridging the gap of someone that may not necessarily understand someone from your viewpoint. Take that time and do that, and I'll be back shortly.
Business. It's necessary. I know in a lot of ways even businessmen don't want to be businessmen, but it's all about basically giving people goods and services, what needs to get by to basically get what you need. Thanks to business, everybody can sort of get what they want and get what they need. They just have money if they're willing to make some kind of transaction. You can do that. Now, for a lot of you, some of it may seem out of reach. Unless you're one of those guys that's making the big bucks, a lot of stuff is out of your hands. It feels like it, doesn't it? I mean, you know, you're on the treadmill, you're racing, you're working up kind of a sweat. They're dangling the carrot in front of you, and you're trying really hard to reach it. And once you get that carrot, you know, the treadmill gets faster and faster and faster. You got to keep up. The carrot is still out of reach. You keep thinking, am I going to be chasing the eternal carrot my whole life? What am I going to do? You know, that's a thing. Everybody's trying to keep up, except for those who basically are so tired of getting on the treadmill, they just sit back and relax and devolve. They just give up. See, that's a slippery thing too, dude. It really is. When you're too willing to just surrender, you must not surrender. You must not give up. You must.
All right, so you did something that's powerful, but one of the things to do, stop talking like you're chewing on some hot food and you're breathing to cool it off, okay?
Sorry, Tourette Tech. Went out there. I still want to invite everybody out there to do something this Disabled Awareness this month, to make this month really special. See, that's what the holidays are about. It's about living it up. I know that basically when you get older, you get especially a certain age, you stop celebrating, you get afraid of the whole world. You feel like you're tired from work and weary from life, and you just want to go home and go to bed earlier. You try to treat them all like any other day. See, that's another thing. That's another sign. When you do that, you start getting old. I'm talking about when you stop celebrating, when you start just thinking, it's just another day. When you start showing sickness towards all the things that used to make you happy, upbeat, just happy to be alive. Remember, there was a time when life was like that, when there was a whole lot of things to really be upbeat and perky about. But over time, the more you get depressed with those things, you become cynical. You become cynical, very sour. And just the sight of seeing other people enjoy them just makes you even more sour. And you think to yourself, I remember being that naive. I remember having fun like that. Can I anymore? You can. And you should. See, I mean this from the bottom of my heart. All of you out there, make this month special. You're not just doing this for the disabled people. You're doing this to have a reason to celebrate, to smile, to be doing something. Believe me, you'll feel more alive. You'll feel more doing them. Don't waste away to nothing. See, that's a habit some people get into. People might not even realizing that the more they become settled, they become cynical and sour. And they just waste away. The day should be celebrated. Not just this month. I'm talking about every day in general. You can do this. You can change your whole attitude, your whole mentality. You don't have to wither away. You don't have to get old so quickly. Don't let the fire inside go out. To everyone who might hear this and is really making plans to do something this month to celebrate, honestly, I am so proud of you. Honestly. I love you so.
No more honesty. Your honesty became so much of a disability rehab.
I think it's something everybody needs. I think too few people are thinking about doing something this month, and they really should. That's for somebody, for themselves. They get a great, joyous, triumphant feeling over doing all this. This, it nourishes the soul, the spirit. And you know what it does? It helps the entire human race. It makes life a little closer to heaven. It does. Do you have any closing arguments you want to add? Okay. To those out there who are going to do something this October, I thank you. The disabled thank you. The human race thanks you. And you're going to thank yourself. You're going to be grateful. Your soul will be enticed. All right. You've been listening to Comedian Organic OK. The show, you can pick up all our shows off the web off blogtalkradio.com. I want to thank you all for listening. All right. Thank you. Organic, do you want to add anything? All right. Everybody, first, congratulate yourself for making a difference, for wanting to get better. Can't you feel your soul getting better? Can you feel your soul starting to take flight just a little bit?
Hold on a moment. This Comedian Organic OK. Thank everyone for tuning in. This show is called Comedian Organic OK. For those out there, happy Disabled Awareness Month. And talk, dude, fun words.
I love each and every one of you. Thank you for getting involved. Thank you. Thank you. And good night.